Graham, could you talk a little bit about what Bronco brings to the defense, his personality in the room and the sideline?
Yeah, so he just, I mean, if I can put it down to one word, it would be intensity. We kind of have a point system. If they get across, if the scout team gets across the line or on a run or, you know, completes a pass, score a touchdown, that's a big problem for us. We were held accountable for it. And it's just, it makes us bring intensity, and you know, we have to fight to the ball, and it kind of makes us more aggressive, and you know, he kind of helps us do that. Without him, you know, before he was, you know, taking over the defense, it was a little different than that, but you know, the intensity is just way up now, and especially for these teams that we're playing. You know, they're big and strong, and we need everything that we got.
Talk about the tackling and just what you see, you know, as you look back at that game and when the defense is out tackling.
Yeah, so we struggled this last game. I mean, obviously, it's kind of a hard situation. We don't want to, I mean, during the week, you know, we don't want to tackle too much because that's when you get injured. We kind of have to play it safe, but at the same time, we have to practice it, and you know, I don't know if that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to tackle, take down, or you know, just work something. Last week we used flags on a non-padded day to kind of help us, you know, make sure that we are, you know, on his hip, and you know, maybe Coach Mendenhall will have something to help us this week with that, so we can stay healthy, but also kind of make an impact on tackling and make sure that we don't make those same mistakes this week and the rest of the season.
When you look at it, was it technique? Was it just getting out of position? What did you see?
First of all, their running backs were pretty powerful and pretty good. But I mean, there's no excuses. We should have taken them down. And I think it's kind of a mixture of both bad technique and also not finishing and not everybody being to the ball and making a play. You know, getting an assist tackle, or you know, getting to the pile and make sure he's down. There's a few plays that, you know, he got hit. I mean, a lot of plays that he got hit initially, but then was able to bounce off. And if there's more of us there, then you know, it's a possibility that wouldn't happen again. He wouldn't bounce off and make another 5-10 yards off of a run.
Do you know how many snaps you played on Saturday?
No, I think it was between 30 and 40, maybe. Maybe even less than that. I heard we only played 60 snaps on defense. I might be wrong there, but...
And D-line snaps are down, obviously, right now with how Broncos aligning.
Yeah. So we have our nickel package, which is just Bronson in. Bronson or Ram, that's in there. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of nice. It's with the fast pace that UCLA had, you know, we need a little breather here and there. And Bronson, of course, is kind of a freak athlete, and he can handle a lot of those reps. But us kind of bigger guys, I mean, he's big, but, you know, he's kind of the exception. Us bigger guys kind of need a little break, and that was kind of nice.
Graham, you moved into the starting lineup with Logan moving down to nose. Mm-hmm. This week it's going to be a lot of power, like Bronco was talking about. You ready to see a lot of pulling guards?
Yeah, we're ready for that. We thought UCLA was going to do more power than they did, so we kind of prepared for that. And you know, powers to me is one of my, I mean, there's not too much movement. I mean, I don't have to like run around too much. It's just kind of, you know, just digging into the dirt and kind of trying to be powerful. And that's like my favorite thing about it. And I'm kind of excited for this team, that how much they run power. And you know, we're gonna get ready for that.
Coaches have mentioned that you're now going to be playing some nose. How comfortable are you with that position?
I'm pretty comfortable with it. So my freshman year, I played a lot of nose. Back in 2010. Of course, we weren't playing as big of teams then, size wise at least. And last year I played some nose. I'm pretty comfortable with it. Our defense, the ends and the noses. I mean, there is, you know, a big difference, but the technique is almost the same. Like the reads are almost the same. You just have to. It's basically playing a defensive end with a bigger tight end that could double team you or something like that. And you know, I love taking reps at nose at practice, and you know, it's just kind of fun to do that, and I'm comfortable with it. Completely.
The defense has often talked about stopping the run as being the main thing. Is there kind of a frustration or anger that you let a team almost get 300 yards in the ground?
Oh, definitely. That was terrible. I think we are a lot better team than that. You know, I don't know how much we held Boise to, but I felt like it wasn't very much.
60-odd, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, to come off of that game and then let UCLA run that much, it was kind of, it wasn't very good, but it was kind of a teaching moment for us that we needed to learn how to tackle and wrap up and finish. And, you know, it's kind of a blessing that happened to us, even though it's kind of disguised as a failure, but, you know, we can do better and we will do better.
Can you summarize Bronco's message to the team when you guys got together for the first time this week?
Yeah, he said, so we held him to 24 points and under, which is one of our pillars. We had 3 turnovers.
Gained,
yeah, as a defense. And I can't remember what the other one was, but he was pleased with that. But just the way that we got to that point, and, of course, we gave up 290-something yards on the ground. You know, he was really disappointed about that. But, you know, I remember the first thing he says is, I love you guys to death. Or he said, I love you guys, but we need to do better. And, you know, he's not giving up. Of course he's not giving up. We're not giving up. This is just a minor speed bump, and, I mean, we're going to get over it by today, hopefully.
You guys have crammed a lot into 3 weeks, and, again, you're going to leave Provo and go far away from home. Have you guys kept your cool and stayed focused on just what's in front of your face the way that you kind of hope and the way coaches hope?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, I mean, at the start of the season, it was just Nebraska. Then, I mean, the second Nebraska was over, of course, we were celebrating, but then it was Boise State. You know, I'm not even sure what the schedule is in front of us. I know the teams that we play, but I can't, like, kind of think of, you know, what weekend we're playing this team or that. You know, all we're thinking about is Michigan right now. And we're pretty focused. We, you know, Coach Mendenhall has a system, and, you know, as players have played for him for a while, and we're pretty used to it, and we're very comfortable with what we're doing.
Are you becoming numb to the huge opposing crowds?
I guess. So, I mean, I've played in some pretty big crowds down in Texas, and then can't think of any. I mean, that was a big crowd down in Texas. Played there twice, you know, 100,000 plus. And, you know, it's kind of annoying when, you know, they make a play and it's so loud. I'm just like, geez, like, I don't know. It just kind of sucks a little bit, but it doesn't faze us at all. It's just like loud, and I just kind of wish we could just. They can just be quiet, so we can just play some football. Even though we do like it loud, but not when it's against our offense or you know what I mean. And they're cheering when they make a play. But it really, I mean, our stadium is just as loud as those stadiums. I feel like. I mean, I haven't been to the Big House, of course. We'll see how that's going to be. But, you know, compared to Nebraska and UCLA, I know they weren't. I know UCLA wasn't completely full, but. I feel like our stadium is just as loud and just as, I mean, a cool of a place.
Last question.
What will it mean to the defensive line if Travis is able to get back and return to being a presence?
That would be awesome. Travis is, you know, one of our better players on defense, obviously, and he contributes so much. And I feel like we're doing great. Without him, even though we do need him, and you know, he's one of my best friends since my freshman year. We've been roommates a couple of times, and you know, we really want him back. And he's looking pretty good. He walks normal. I don't know the whole situation with it, but he was barely walking when it first happened. He's in the training room. If he's not in class, he's in the training room. He's in there all day, every day. And that's pretty cool. He wants to get back, and hopefully it's sooner than what they think.